John was bowling with friends at the Ashwaubenon bowling alley until about 2 o'clock Friday morning. She then drove herself towards Green Bay in a white Mercury Sable. The police report says she was wearing blue jeans, black high-heeled shoes, and a white long-sleeved shirt. John called her boyfriend at 2:30, but didn't leave a message. That was the last anyone heard from her. Green Bay police say they're checking up on leads and can't say if Zhang's disappearance is foul play, accidental, or deliberate. Diana Barrero Lowe is a UW Green Bay advisor who worked with Zhang on the Southeast Asian Student Union. She says Zhang was both cautious and considerate.
She's a really nice girl, and I don't think that she wouldn't go off on her own. She's pretty responsible and conscientious with her family.
Barrero Lowe says she was shocked to hear of Zhang's disappearance and hopes people keep an eye out for the student leader.
She's kind of quiet when you first meet her, but she's pretty outgoing with her friends. You know, she likes to giggle and have a good time, just like most young girls. She likes to bowl, and she likes to go on a picnic. She likes to play ball. I mean, she likes a lot of things. She's well-liked by her other officers and the other people in the American Intercultural Center.
Anyone with information on Mahalia Zhang are encouraged to call local police. Currently, there are no suspects or people of interest being held by authorities. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.